record. Okay, that means it's going, right? Okay. All right. Okay, well, we have new members, so tell me who you are, because Ryan told me you were coming, but he didn't tell me your names or anything,
yeah, so I'm Derek Israelson, this is Mindy Israelson.
Okay.
And we are just part of the bike team.
Which Cross Mountain Bike Team, right, that's in this area.
Oh, okay.
And we sat in...
A year ago.
A year ago.
Okay.
And I was kind of in on the budget meeting, just on Zoom. Spoke up a little bit. But
emailed a few times.
Yeah, so... Just trying to get involved with, because our team has a lot of volunteer hours that we need to do,
mm-hmm.
and
it's kind of the league requires it. So we are here to offer our services.
Looking for work.
When
awesome.
Need it,
okay.
And it helps our youth meet those give back because we utilize all the trails across here.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. And we have a good one coming up then.
Yeah.
That's coming. So, are you in the North Salt Lake area?
Yeah, we just live up the street.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
So who are you replacing?
We're not.
No, they're not replacing.
Not replacing. They're add-ons.
Derek's come before.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm slow to the meeting, but
you're not.
Yeah, and you're talking about doing. I don't know if we told you up above where the landslide at. The city bought some property right there, and there's talk to do what are they called?
A pump track.
Pump track right there.
Uh-huh. Never remember the name of that either.
Wow.
Never heard of it before,
so.
Okay. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you.
You want to maybe go with them first so they can take off?
Do you want to?
Sure.
Is there anything
specific
you guys want to talk about, or is that pretty much just it? Just like.
Well, I guess just thoughts, right? The new trail that has been made, that's below Wild Rose, right? That comes down, goes across the slide, and then down, is that a new trail that's kind of opened, or
isn't that the Wild Trail?
The Wild,
Wild Rose.
I don't know that we've officially named it. We were talking today because I got to get some signs. In fact, that's something we need to talk about because they want to do the opening for it on June 12th. They want to do ribbon cutting.
That's the one across the street, right? What's that road? Country
Court or whatever
Country
it's called.
Court. When you turn off Eagle Ridge, you come
so
on that to head to Tunnel Springs.
Still.
I don't.
And then
I don't.
On the left side is what we call Wild Rose. That's Wild Rose Park. Mm-hmm. So as you come down through those trees, you cross that street, and then there's the next part of the trail. Is that the trail you guys have done?
Yeah, and then it attaches, so like, I'm going to probably not describe this super well. It comes down, it attaches like the new, the lofts, what are those, that new development, it comes to the side of that.
Right.
And then it comes down and it ends up down here at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, the loft.
Gravel pit where all the parts
the lofts, yeah.
Okay.
So is that a multi-use trail or hiking trail only, or is that biking and anything?
I don't think they designated it as anything that I know of.
Okay.
We've always just.
I mean, I kind of rode it because just I saw the upper section. I'm like, oh, what if this keeps going? So I kind of rode it again, but I just noticed that the corners were really tight for bikers to successfully.
I think it's probably more thought of as a walking trail just because of the steepness and stuff. But I don't know.
We'll just call it the advanced.
Watch out for curves.
Right. And then, the pump track, we wanted to be involved if that happens, right? And so you're looking at more the top of the mudslide area rather than that Tunnel Springs.
South of the church.
South of the park.
They don't know what they're doing south of the park yet. There's nothing. I mean, there's been talks of cemetery, there's been talks of selling it, there's been talks of I don't think that there's anything. They're looking at doing a park general plan and maybe looking into what they want to do there, but really there's nothing right now.
Because I was just thinking, because there's already all those piles of dirt from the mudslide, I think.
And most of them are gone now. They've leveled most of it out.
But I thought, well, if the dirt's already here, that would be a good place for a pump track. But if you've already got a spot designated for it,
And that's really going to be not even my decision, or that's really probably going to be a council decision. I think they really just need to decide what they want to do with that land. And I know they've talked about it. They talked about it at the budget hearings, the budget retreat. Because that was one thing discussed. But again, they've also discussed selling it and just letting it develop and stuff too.
Right.
So.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
What's a pump track?
Pump track is, yeah.
I mean, I would assume it's like a bike trail type thing.
Right, and it's something that you kind of start on an elevated position, and then you kind of go down, and then you're just going over these bumps, and you're going curves, and it kind of helps the kids just get used to, and maybe there's like options for some jumps. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So,
did you ever see the movie Rad in the 80s?
No.
You have you?
No? I don't know if I have.
Oh, come on, guys.
No. Okay.
You watch Over the Top. Come on.
That's... The show was awesome.
No.
Just dig in like a cereal bowl and jump out the spoon. It was cool.
But a pump track kind of is like, you do it's it without pedaling.
You kind of use your momentum to get right. through it. So it helps kids learn this pedal. Motion and right. stuff like that.
I mean, I would kind of suggest more of a bike park than a pump track. Maybe a combination where there's different lines with different challenges and things.
Okay.
But
probably the most likely site, this is just my opinion, again, I have zero votes yeah. on the council.
Yeah.
Would be, though, above the landslide because they bought that property.
And there's no building.
And there's really nothing you can do there. Yeah. I mean, we don't want to put water on it. We don't want to.
Right.
So.
Repeat.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
And it would be pretty cool.
The biggest spot.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. So, yeah. Our team has been involved with. This year already volunteering at the farm, which is a new Farmington Trail system that they recently built. We went there and volunteered earlier this year. We've been involved with Bountiful. North Canyon, with the Bountiful City North Canyon Trail. You know, there's a road that goes up North Canyon, and last fall we put in a downhill section on the north side of the road, and then this year we're working on an uphill trail. So, and I think it's uphill multi-use, and then the downhill portion is downhill for bikes only. That way it will kind of relieve the high-speed hiking interaction.
Right.
So, again, there's another trail day
on the 5th.
June 5th, which our team is going to be involved with. Yeah. So,
doing what? Like, what kind of
just thing? Working the trail still.
Oh, just working
yeah.
the trail.
Yeah, so we went up there, we cleared out. I mean, it was just completely raw, right? So we cleared out dead branches, we cleared out weeds.
Debris, building the trail.
Debris, and they have the markers there. So they got that pushed through with their vote last fall in Bountiful City.
Yeah.
And so they've been setting forth new trail stuff.
So let me ask you this, Derek. Is there like an area that you see, like of our trail, that needs some work?
Well,
I mean, we have three parks, guys, and 60 parks we maintain, so it's like it probably falls like pretty low on our
right. Mm-hmm. You know, last year when I came to the meeting, I suggested we help out on Wild Rose because the grass was starting to grow really tall and we could help cut that back. But then the next time I went up there, it was all kind of cut and cleaned up, so I thought, it's pretty clean, right? I mean, the trails are pretty well maintained.
Yeah, we try, but.
Yeah,
but anytime you're doing that and you're putting it on a schedule, this team is here. That's part of our expectation of the kids and the parents and the coaches. The league we compete under requires it of all the kids who participate in the league is to help out our surrounding communities.
Right. Does it always have to be with trails?
No.
It could be any type of service that you guys feel is in need of the community's help.
Because I know last year during the windstorm, you know, Farmington's team went out and really did a lot of city cleanup that way. And, you know, it's just like NICA, the organization we're under, National Interscholastic
Cycling Association.
They, you know, they want us to put in 3 hours per person on the team. This year we have 57 kids. So, you know, 3 hours.
It's getting big.
Plus a parent,
coaches,
a coach.
Parents.
I mean, you've got
a big amount of hours.
Right. We have, so how our team is organized is we have, I'm the head coach, and then we have several different levels of coaches, level 1, 2, 3, and about 20 of them, would you say? 20?
Yeah.
26.
We have 26 this year.
Right. And so all those coaches help ride with these groups, and so there's just a lot of people that are involved So, you know, 57 riders, plus 20 coaches, plus parents. Wow.
And if they bring their friends and siblings, you know, then you got extra stuff like that. So the main thing is, what if you guys have anything in the near future, reach out. We'll get it out to the team. And
like if that trail, you know, that goes from the gravel pit, you know, the lofts or whatever, and then goes up, if it ever gets overgrown or needs to be cut back, those are things that we could be doing.
Well, and help us help you, because again, like that kind of stuff, like you guys probably notice something getting overgrown before we do, just because we don't have the staff to go.
Well, maybe we should include that on our park inspections every month that we go around doing.
Yeah, I mean, because
we're riding trails all the time. Yeah. So yeah, if you guys would like some feedback,
that'd be really helpful.
Feedback.
So the trail, the Wild Rose you were talking about, said it's kind of got tight corners. Is there anything that can be done to make those so they're not as tight? Or?
Well, I think they would need to be, I don't know if a berm would help, kind of just make the corner a little better for cyclists to get around.
So do they go off the cliff? Is that what it is when they, if they miss it?
Well, when I rode it, it was still really soft and new. Right, so I couldn't make the corner because it was really tight switchback for one, and then maybe if there was a berm, that would be a little bit easier to go around. But it would just take some extra building around the corners to make that trail.
Well, and I honestly I don't know. The engineering department's the one that had that done, and I know that they brought in, I can't remember the guy's name. He's like the most famous trail designer in this area. He did it. So my guess is if it is like that, it's probably thought of as only a
more
hiking.
Of a walking trail.
Yeah. Probably they probably do that based on, because I mean I'm sure that the grade's pretty steep.
Because my son and I rode it from, we rode past the tennis courts and then turned left onto it and then through the
Parkway Drive or something.
Yeah, through the mudslide and then up to the other part of Wild Rose. And it was quite rideable, that part. I went down the lower section. I didn't go back up, but it's rideable. You know, as far as steepness.
You'd be amazed when these kids can climb.
Yeah. Just need a slow sign then. Slow down right here.
But I guess we just have to know: is it really, is it designated for hiking only, or
I'd have to ask.
Can cyclists use it?
I'll ask tomorrow.
And maybe if it is possible, if we could work on the corners, that would be one option that would be beneficial too.
Because they might, I don't know, they might have built it that way to maybe discourage biking. I'm not sure.
Right. Which we totally understand, because all these trails get congested. You got walkers, runners, bikers, people with their dog. I mean, all sorts.
Horses
up there. And
I mean, the main trails that we hit are Tunnel Springs area, Wild Rose, of course,
North Canyon, Mueller Park.
And Mueller Park's way congested, and it's always an issue with. They're trying to plan a downhill only section from Elephant Rock,
I've heard that.
You know, and that would be a great benefit just to relieve some of the stress on.
I've had some complaints with some of that issue. People complain about bikers. Yeah. People complain about the horses. Complain about the dogs off the leash. I had a complaint just this week about dogs off leash chasing deer.
It's hard to please everybody, so it's if there's some way to make it as compromisable as possible, you know.
I mean, like I just barely went out to Corner Canyon this year. I don't know if anybody's been out to Corner Canyon, but they have an incredible trail system.
Where is that?
That's by Draper. And I don't know how they did it all, but it is amazing because they have designated hiking trails only. They have designated biking trails, maybe downhill only. Then they have two ways, so you know, hey, you got to be. They have uphill only, you know, and you just. And the variety of trails they have, I just think they have horse trails only. They've really done an incredible job of doing this outdoor availability for all people and designate these trails. I mean, and if I'm thinking on a bigger scale, like, I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, what are the options of building more trails up above Wild Rose or, you know, that Tunnel Springs area? I know, I think that's kind of like Salt Lake County property.
It goes to Salt Lake County pretty much right outside of the park.
Right outside that wood fence, right? Mm-hmm. And so you guys don't have, the North Salt Lake doesn't do anything with anything south of there?
I know that we kind of worked with them. They're building a little different spur off one of the trails, I think, up there. Yeah. I don't know. That was a couple of years ago. I remember them talking about that, but
yeah. Anyway, I mean, I just rode that corner canyon. That is just amazing. And when us as bikers look at the property up there, like, that could rival
Corner
Park
Canyon.
City,
yeah.
You know, it could rival Corner Canyon or be equal to. But I know that's big picture looking, right?
Yeah.
But
they're expensive, man. Like,
right.
They're crazy. I wouldn't believe how much, like, just that little section that they just added was pretty spendy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, that, and not only would you have access to our team helping trails, but like we go and help Bountiful and Viewmont is there and Farmington's
mm-hmm.
there. Like this whole crew, we used to be a composite
team.
And so we could bring in people from all those schools, you know, to
at least.
They can just build the whole trail.
Yeah, just go build.
Really?
No, I appreciate it. Like I said, anytime you see something, let us know.
Yeah.
I know it's just tough to monitor all that stuff. We don't see it all the time.
For sure. But yeah, that's about everything that we...
If there's anything else besides trails that requires some service, you know, reach out, because that's what our kids are here for, the team is here for, and we're trying to really teach them community service and,
cause
and
we utilize,
trail etiquette.
We utilize
and,
it so much that we need to
get
back in some way.
Yeah.
And if there's anything, any input we can do on the pump track possibilities or anything.
Well, the July 3rd celebration that's coming up, we could tell Dan Checkitz is the, I think he's the chair, isn't that what he called? Do they call him that?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Well, he runs it from the residence side.
Oh, is that whatever?
So, yeah.
Because I'm like, because we could
we're
give them.
Tomorrow, actually, so.
Because you could give him their name, too, if he needs.
Who has your contact information?
I have it.
You do?
Yeah, because that would be maybe someone you could.
Well, yeah, like, we don't really use a lot of.
But maybe clean up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing, probably, we do have a lot of people to help clean up, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe they could help with parking at that event if they wanted to, just controlling parking.
Get them off the hill.
Which would be fun for them, too.
Is there a car show event?
Car show.
Fireworks.
Yeah, the whole
weekend.
Oh, we'll bring that back this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, so I mean.
Someone says there's probably going to be more this year than there ever have.
I just got out of 2-hour meeting planning, working on it, and got one tomorrow. So.
Wow.
They're going to double up on the fireworks because last year's are still
there. I think that would be a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy. And it makes it so it's a fun night for them, too. So if you guys are interested in that, just let me know.
Okay. All right, that's all we have.
Thank you.
Just reminding you that we're here.
You've got
a great team at your disposal.
That's awesome.
So others if ever need.
So are they all high school students? Is that what they are?
Junior high and high school.
So it's 12-year-olds up to seniors in high school,
wow.
So 7th through 12th graders.
Well, service is a good thing to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being thorough and keeping checking in on us. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. You're okay if we...
Oh, sure.
We'll jump out.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. We'll
good
see
to see you again.
Okay.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
So, we'll just go through the agenda as is. The Kite Festival, I don't think we really need to recap anything other than it was awesome.
It was awesome.
And
I didn't recognize Dave with his hat and his sunglasses on, but you know.
Yeah. I don't recognize anybody without their masks. But, and actually, I really appreciate you coming out to that and Ken as well, because you guys come a long ways. So.
Yeah, I know. It's fun when you can make it to some.
Yeah.
It's tough to hit everything, but.
Your kid lens, huh?
But I think I told you when we were at the meeting the last time over here, a different meeting, but I've lived here a long time and I didn't realize they did those kind of things. So I think the more we get the word out, that was really fun. That was super fun. So the upcoming events that are coming, Rachel sent me The one that's coming right quick is the June 12th, the Wild Rose Trail that they're opening up, and there's a ribbon cutting ceremony. And we also have other hikes that come up throughout the summer. And Rachel was the one that was spearheading those all summer last year. And sometimes it was just her and her girls, and I went to one with her as well. She sent me a little note, and I just put it on mine, but I'll tell you what she did. She did them from 9 to 10 last year, and she wondered if maybe moving them to 8:30 or 9. I thought even 8, because people like to go earlier. I don't know what you think about that. Because it gets warmer, and she's always done, like, giving them water and maybe a granola bar or something. And then you get the flags, the North Salt Lake flags from the Public Works. We put those out, and then trail maps. I don't know if you even knew we had trail maps for the city that you can find out. There's a lot of trails in the city. And then we have those. Yeah. Oh, look at you having it. Yep, I have one too. There, I was really impressed. That's very helpful. So, and then we have those 75th balloons that we could put up too. So is anybody... we did Spring Hill Geological Trail, Legacy Trail, and Jordan Parkway Trail last year, but there's a whole bunch on that list.
Is the idea just to, is it kind of awareness for the people in the city about the trails?
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, that's why Alicia started it. Mm-hmm. It was kind of just to try to get people to come out of the trails a little bit more. But this time, so they want to, we need to do it at Wild Rose.
Yeah, that's the first one to open up that trail.
Mm-hmm. They want to do ribbon cutting and everything for that. So
that one for sure is done. I mean, that's the one that we're doing on June. So we don't really have to pick July's or August, but just have that on your radar.
So you're looking at 3, 2,
yes.
Plus 2.
She likes, or we've done in the past, the second Saturday of the month, which is July 10th and August 14th. Maybe write those on your radar, but June 12th is for sure, because that's what the last meeting that we talked with. What was that meeting we were in? Do you remember? Were you there? I can't remember what that was, but that one is, they will do a ribbon cutting and open up that trail. So that's June 12th.
Who does that?
Linda Horrox is there, and Ken Leatham was there.
Yeah, I think they kind of wanted us to help spearhead that, so I don't know if you guys have thoughts or ideas or what. I don't know. I don't know how big they want to make it or anything.
They'll have the balloons and things, but if you will, those of you who have social media, if you'll put it on your social media, maybe do something to announce it June 12th. Do you know what? Did they say? They didn't say a time.
I know, I just looked at my notes. So you give me a time.
They didn't say a time, because I don't have it in my notes either. But personally, what do you think? Don't you think earlier's better, or no? You come a long way, so...
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I don't know. It's tough. I think, like, some of these events, it's just hard to get a lot of people out to anyway, so it's like...
Well, especially something like that. Like, the Kite Festival, I think, was a family thing, people hiking up that mountain, not going to want to. I mean...
Oh, I have no desire. On a bike, even.
Uh-huh.
Good for them.
Well, when you talked about it and they showed the map, I was like, who really wants to hike up that map? I'm going to do it. I'm going to say I do it.
Wild Rose is like what they just, I was so proud because I knew they had this country court road, something like that. So it's like,
it's kind of where the fish pond is.
It's not very far from Tunnel.
Oh, it's not very far from Tunnel.
But doesn't it start at the fish pond?
It's actually probably my.
I thought it was down and you went to the top.
Oh, I know where. It's kind of back in.
It's tucked in.
Okay, yeah. We've had a family reunion there. I remember that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So do we have an idea of whether we think that people who do participate in these things, are they there because they've seen us advertising, or are they people who are going to hike and...
Just happen on
we happened to
or both
probably both.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you that people that came to the Kite Festival
No, Kite Festival, I understand.
No, but I mean, I'm in particular, not just that, but I mean, I'm thinking that people that came to that, they, a lot of them saw it on social media.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the
Kite
same with
Festival,
the hike.
Totally.
If they're interested in hiking and they see it on our social media, or they're friends with you and they're like, hey, if Ron's going to be there,
I mean,
I'll
there's
go.
Only, there's only between, what, 6 to 15
But it's also on those signs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was like, oh,
the
okay,
big signs
yeah,
in
like,
the city?
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I don't follow social media much. Mm-hmm. So.
But you've got to put them on all of those things. So, all
yeah,
those things
yeah.
combined, you're going to find
right.
it.
Sometimes
I don't see the signs as well because, like, I don't pay attention to the signs, to be
and
honest.
Bigger, they're huge and you're still not big enough.
Well, I see them, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I see them.
Back on 89, I thought, did that get hit again or was that a storm?
The wind.
The wind?
Busting them up, yeah. Yeah, we got to get a permanent structure. We talked about that today, actually.
So, I just still have the same question, I guess.
Okay.
I guess my question is, do we feel like this is still meeting a need in the city, the Summer Trail Series?
I don't know. Because I think that they want to get people to know where the trails are, and maybe by having the kickoff, then people, I wouldn't know where it was.
If you saw a kickoff in social media and you had nothing to do with this city, you knew there was going to be a kickoff at Wild Rose, would that make you want to come?
If my friends were doing it, I would.
I just, yeah. To me, there's a really big difference between a kite festival or a scavenger hunt or the Halloween or the NSL Reads and a trail series. And I guess I just wonder.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like what?
Oh, I guarantee you, we had hundred, you know, several. A couple hundred people at Kite Festival, we might get 10 people at the hike for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's what's like some of these events. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but like,
no, it's fine.
That's like the thing is you spend all this time planning some of these events. And I think that's the way she approaches this. She's like, who cares if that many people show up? I'm just going to show up and have some granola bars and hand out the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that much work, right? A table
yeah.
with water. And
so, I mean, the way she was handled is like, I don't really care if a ton show up. And I don't think they've had much success with people really
mm-hmm.
showing up for any of it. I think the ribbon cutting will get a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Well, and the only thing we can do is try.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't mind putting it on mine,
yeah.
and I'll be there. But I know that sometimes I've shown up to things to support my friends.
Yeah.
So
just
I'll
because,
do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to walk
it,
but I will.
Well, I'm just asking, is it,
what's the point? Yeah.
Are we continuing it just because we have done it in the past, or are we continuing it because we think it's a good...
Well, maybe what we could do is at this event on the 12th is, you know, a couple of us maybe be there and ask people, what brought you out today? You know, was it family or interest or I don't know.
Well, and we could continue it for 2021, see how well it does, and then evaluate for 2022. And maybe
three
nix
are
it.
Not that big a deal, but, you know. So where we would decide where the other two are, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Maybe look at your, I don't have any right now, but I can get you some of where the other trails are. And if maybe anybody's willing to spearhead one. You don't have to necessarily walk it. One of them, the one that I did with Rachel was the Legacy Parkway, and we just waited if anybody. In fact, I don't think anybody came, but we gave it to people who were on the Legacy. We offered them water and a granola bar. So it is a good point that you bring, Ron, because I, you know, maybe.
I wonder if it's like served its purpose.
Maybe we can do the ribbon cutting and not do
see
any others. We can evaluate it on the next meeting in the end of June, too.
I think Alicia, like she knew, she was pretty upfront. I think if you were going and ask her, she'd be like, I don't think we're going to get a lot of people, but she didn't care. She was more her and she'd take her kids and hang out.
Okay.
Again, I don't know that you're getting a huge reach with it. Or,
okay.
The way she had said it before was kind of like, it was mostly just people just showed up and she talked to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do this one and then reevaluate at the end about doing any more.
And we'll get, somebody has a time, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing too. But your guess is as good as mine. I really don't know. They talked about it, but I do not remember what time they said.
Well, don't they kind of contract with Rachel to do the marketing piece of
the Yeah, she does all the, mm-hmm. She does the graphics on it. So
as soon as we see it.
Yep, I will ask her. I'll follow up with her, and then I'll email you guys and let you know.
Great.
So the scavenger hunt is something that they wanted the city to maybe do that, but the city is probably more shorthanded than we are. So Ken asked if we wouldn't mind doing something for that, and I thought it sounded fun, so I said, okay, I don't mind.
I say, mm-hmm. As soon as I got your email initially, I looked up city and town scavenger hunts.
Uh-huh.
They can be very fun.
I thought so, too.
From visual pictures, so I was just going to get
visual
pictures to go find this.
Yeah, Salt Lake City does that with
you. Uh-huh. They're super fun.
So I've got four things here in Google.
Really?
I've done theirs, and it's hard.
It is hard.
I was trying to print them out, but one is things like, okay, a sign for a street name beginning with a letter W. A billboard for a fast food. That's probably not a good example. Someone walking a dog. A clearance sign. A license plate from another area. Train tracks. A bumper sticker about animals. But we could make these North Salt Lake City
related.
And then there was one.
Fast food one might be hard because I don't think we have
fast food. Yeah, I don't think we have fast food. But
yeah, we do down in Redwood, there is.
Yeah, a couple down there.
Oh, right.
And then this
Del Taco
one,
and Burger King.
Alice's Kitchen. Have, so good.
But see, then this one, if you can't see, there are pictures.
Mm-hmm.
There are pictures, and you find like this flower pot, this fence, this mailbox, this.
Those are hard. That's what Salt Lake does.
That's the harder one. And then there's.
Is there a parameter of where.
The city limits.
Yeah, it would be in this.
Find this fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but Salt Lake City, they do it. They call it itty bitty Salt Lake City, and so they focus on really small things. But the idea is that you see it, and you're supposed to kind of get an idea. Oh, that might be part of an old historic building or whatever, and you try to.
So this one is called Around Town, and this is your town's official seal. A program or flyer from a local event, a family recipe from a local resident, a copy of the front page of the newspaper. You can't buy it, but I mean, is there, what's that, the Davis County Journal now?
Take a screenshot of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Is it just take pictures of those things?
This is just a check. It's just a big list, and it's got like 35 graffiti in a restroom. Well, which is not an exciting thing.
Then clean it up while you're there.
A team reading book is at the library, which we don't have a library, but.
Well, we can tailor it.
A picture of your mayor of your town.
Oh, see, that would be good, because a lot of people don't even know who he is.
Your own,
I don't think he wants people knocking on his door all day.
Yeah, but you could do a mayor or a city council person.
Yeah, a buy one, get one free.
And then they do it and
maybe
it's
you
done,
just
do
you
do
turn
it there's any kind of
well I don't know I just got these off Pinterest.
Yeah,
no, but I think the thing is you maybe we have it during a certain period of time.
Well, so I
we have them come to the city hall, or we put it, or we send it out by email through social media. Say, here's a scavenger hunt. You have between these 48 hours to take your family and friends, print this out, sign your name, bring pictures or whatever.
Well, in the meeting, they talked about doing a QR code, which if they did that, then they could connect to the QR code.
Right. Like check in.
Mm-hmm. They could check in with that, and that's how they could drop their pictures or whatever. But the other thing is, so as we were thinking about it, I thought, what if we did something to the effect, and I put it on the things, what do you spy in July or North Salt Lake?
Is that when they want it in July?
Well, they want to do it sometime, but that way you could do the parameters of July 1st through the 31st of July.
That's a really busy time for people. I don't know. Well, maybe families.
But you could also do the kickoff July 3rd for that. And one of the things you could do is a picture of the July 3rd celebration. That could be one of your things. Uh-huh. I don't know. Do you want to spearhead it?
Ooh. July, I don't know. I definitely have.
Well, the other thing I thought is there's enough of us. We can all take on like three ideas. if all of us did three ideas of what to find or do, then that would be, how many of us are there? Six?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, that's not, I mean, so we only have one more meeting before this would happen. So it would have to be.
Well, but I would give you a day. You'd have to have it to me before then.
Mm-hmm. I think we can probably pull it off.
I mean, you just read a whole bunch right there. You could have used one of those.
I'd like to like research it a little bit too. I don't know how like.
Well, are things we know that are in town that we would like people to go see?
Well, so I've got a night. So I do what we call the NSO games with my guys, and this might be a good thing. I could trial run with my guys. I could put something maybe together.
Mm-hmm.
We could trial run it with them, like have them do it one morning. And they're going to know the city, like if you're going street name that starts with W.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I've never researched it all that much, so.
So I think it's a great idea. I think it'd be a lot of fun. I think people would participate. Mm-hmm. And it seems like we kind of need to decide how we want to approach it. Do we do something like what you were reading where it's find something in this category and then people go out and take a picture of it? Or is it something where they have to find a location and then there's a check-in QR that they scan or something
like
that?
Yeah, we'd have to put it at a location.
I think could be fun.
Because I don't get, like, they do those geo...
Oh, yeah, the geo...
Oh, geocaches.
Uh-huh. It's like one of them's over at our public works building. And so, like, there's always just people randomly pulling in. You're like, what the heck? Oh, I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my initial thought was when you said July... I'm like, we have a ton going on in July with the Liberty Fest. What else is there coming up before November? The North Salt Lake Reads.
Well, we have the North Salt Lake Reads is in September. And the photo contest is
September.
Is that September? I was going to ask you.
We
you do
it up
you
with that.
Do okay. And are you okay to do that, Brian? Oh, are you okay to do that? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, kind of moving on a little bit, can you incorporate your photo contest with the North Salt Lake 75th anniversary? Or no? Do you want to? Or
I,
no?
Yes, I mean...
You don't have to,
we just had it together with the Reeds.
Okay, but...
And...
You don't have to, but just wondering, or if we need to have a theme or anything like that with a photo contest.
Oh, you mean like...
Have we had that in the past? Or do we just have people send in pictures?
I don't think we had a theme. Did we have a theme?
With the 75th, somehow. Mm-hmm. What's like the oldest things in North Salt Lake? I mean, I don't know. Buildings, train tracks? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean...
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we have them
Stan
take
Porter's
pictures
house
of,
got torn down, so that's not
Do we take and have pictures of, you know,
Bamberger
historic things in the city? That's how we could incorporate with the 75th?
Talk to Stan.
Well, and we can think about that. Be thinking if you want to. But if you guys want to do that, so that both of those are in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could do the North Salt Lake scavenger hunt in August.
Well, I just think it's just so, there's so much stuff in July.
I think, if we did it in August, I think we could make it really good.
Let's do it in August then.
More time.
I think we could pull it off.
That's fine. Let's just do it in August.
Yeah. Give something each month through.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
If you'd like me to, I'm happy to take the NSO Reads again.
Okay, if you would. Oh.
Fun event.
So Ryan actually did call me today, and we talked about a couple of things, and maybe if you have an idea for a theme, did you have an idea?
I don't.
Okay, so maybe it happened one day in North Salt Lake, real or not real, something to that. Because sometimes it's hard to incorporate something, writing a story that they don't want to maybe tell about themselves, but if they could fantasize, they could.
Yeah. My kids didn't like last year. Mm-hmm.
This way it could be real or not real. Yeah. So that way they could do either or. I don't know if that does not necessarily have to be the exact thing.
I think it's great.
Okay.
I love it.
We could do it. So that could be. And just, this is way far in advance, but the Halloween event, it worked really well, and wondered if, rather than doing a fun run, if we just keep and do it a drive-through like we did last time.
I thought that was a lot of fun. So for a, like for a pandemic activity, I thought it was a home run.
I thought so too.
It was great.
And not too much time for people.
Well, they were sitting in the car for a long time.
So the only thing is,
well, next time they can get out if they want.
The last station really backed people up. You're right.
You know what? That was their fault because they shouldn't have given choices. They should have just given just one kind of donut. They shouldn't. That was.
Should have brought more help too.
Well, that could have been. So, but they gave too many choices.
So it could be. It could be a drive-through or it could be a walk-through, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where we still have kind of stations and they mm-hmm. walk through them.
But do we think we'd be started on that park by October?
What realistically, when do you think we'll break ground? Is it next spring?
They haven't even started anything yet.
Well, if they do, we could just move it up to Tunnel Springs. Because that was, I mean, they've got that, the whole big whatever, what do they call that?
Parking lot?
No, that where you walk around like a trail or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we could do it that way.
We could set up stations around there.
I'd never been up there. Is that crazy?
Oh, hadn't you till?
That was a nice park.
You mean have stations and then have them walk through?
Yeah, I mean, they could do that. And the DJ, that DJ, he's so awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
Because I think having that music makes people feel like it's something that engages people and you don't really feel like you don't know what to do.
I would love to have people park and walk around some... Mm-hmm. You know, big pathway that we've set up. Mm-hmm. And they do stations here and there.
We could do that here too. So just depending on
wherever it is.
Yeah. The only thing I noticed, and I don't know if you noticed, standing out with the people, people go, "Hey, what's going on here today?" Drive-bys stopped, so I don't, stop by.
Oh, that's true. So being up there, that might be
there are people, "Hey, what is this today? Oh, can we come?" Or.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could do that same walk-by thing over here, too. I guess it just depends on as we get closer, right?
Mm-hmm. So be thinking about that.
So I'm willing. My thing is here I am complaining about July, but August is a big budget month for me for work. I'd be happy to be a main player in the scavenger hunt, but would need a couple of people.
I think we're all going to be main players. I really do. So be just where you're.
I'll come.
Let's all be thinking about it next time and
Send your ideas, and how about if I take them and look at
them? I'm going to do a trial run.
Okay.
You want to do your homework, trial run, David? With things you want to do.
Yeah, I'll see how it kind of works with
that. Okay, so will you do that by the next meeting, right?
Oh, I totally skipped over your corral update. Do you have anything?
We have a date. We're coming back August 26th.
Right. Oh, nice.
So the summer's off. We always take the summer off.
Okay.
And so I don't know if you guys had heard last year. Well, the end of 2019, that we'd been invited to go back to Carnegie Hall.
Oh, that's right.
With the, who was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
Spence Kennard.
No.
No, that's the bad guy.
Who?
Mac.
Yeah, Wilberg. Yeah, and so Brent sent something out to the whole choir again today and said, "Hey, I just got a call from them today asking us if we wanted to come back in February 22 to Carnegie Hall." Nice.
The younger guy lives in our stake.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? My kids were friends with one of the kids.
Brent Levitry is the...
The one that does it now.
Yeah.
His kids come to my office.
Chorister or the... But anyway,
somewhere in a neighborhood.
Yeah. So now it's recruit, because they don't know how many people will come back. So there's like friends and neighbors and family, and I thought, I wonder if there's some people in our neighborhood who would like to join it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm not.
You should ask Laurie Everson.
You're a singer.
I've talked to Laurie about her. Huh?
I would have pictured you as a singer, being all gung ho about it.
Well, I'm there, and I didn't miss only one or two performances or weeks in 2 years, but. My friend who is an opera singer that sat next to me, she's 92, and she just doesn't feel like she could come back. So she'd kind of keep me on task, on chord.
92, wow.
Wow.
And her husband's 94, and it's just a little scary. He's a driver from Centerville every Thursday night, rain and snow.
Oh, that is scary.
It's just, I just don't want her to be doing that.
No.
When Natalie's grandmother was that age, she was in her 90s, and we would say to her, maybe it's time to start thinking about not driving anymore. I'm fine. I just look out the passenger window and I follow that white line, and as long as I can see the white line.
Oh my gosh!
So you're not looking forward. Okay. All right.
Well, we'll go to dinner with them like every other month, and I'll say, John, we have to take them. I mean, we just go to a place in Centerville, I mean, which is less than a mile from their home. I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable driving with Ron.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's good news. That is good news.
So I'm guessing we'll have a Christmas concert or possibly a...
Good. That's good. Things are looking up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You brought up park inspections. Totally forgot about that we'll have to do that. So I'll get the list out and we'll go check out the parks again, because that was kind of fun. That's when I found out about the fish pond last time. That scary place. That's a scary place, David. I had no idea. My husband knew about it. He thinks that's a great place. The bridge that floats.
Be a little bit deeper just so it's not all that muck.
That's all right. Do you have any updates? Do you have anything for you guys?
You know, I really don't right now. I know we want to get going on some of the park replacement stuff again. We were so close with Palmquist, and then the dirt costs came in at over $200,000, and that kind of derailed that whole situation.
Oh, dear.
So we need to probably start looking at what we want to work on. They did give us, City Council did give us more money. Ryan really probably needs to be here to talk about where we want to go forward. The one area I do want to try to piggyback is Deer Hollow Park's parking lot's just garbage. I would like to piggyback off of maybe one of our other projects to get a good price and redo that. But that's something that probably can wait till next meeting. I know Ryan's got some thoughts and priorities.
Is there a parking lot up there?
Deer Hollow?
It's not very big one, is it?
No, it's okay. It's in bad shape.
Okay.
Do we need to get requests in? I don't know how it works. The city budget coming up. It'll be done really soon, right?
Yeah, the city budget.
I thought they already did it.
They did. Well, it's the preliminary approval's there. It's not approved until
probably tonight at that meeting.
No, I think it's the second meeting in January.
Okay.
In June.
Okay.
I think we're probably
they're well on their way then.
Yeah, but they want to put more money into parks, and we gave them. I should have brought it tonight. I didn't think about it. I gave the council a presentation on the park replacement plan, because parks are fun to build but not fun to maintain, and like we're really getting behind with a lot of these parks as far as the maintenance. You know, just roofs go bad, fences go bad, all these different sprinkling systems, things people don't see. So we had a really good discussion in the. The budget retreat this year, and the council's committed to put more money into it, so I think that's really good. But again, I think it's probably better to wait till next month. Budget will be approved. Ryan probably have his 2 cents. We'll know where the money sits. We've got money kind of sitting there from the last couple of years, because we're going to spend it on Palmquist and a couple other things. So it's good.
So the money the city received from COVID, I know you had mentioned that a lot of that can be used for Hatch Park or set aside for that. Does that have an ending date, an expiration that has to be used by?
That's Ken that brought that up, and I'm not really sure how that all works, and I'm not sure what they ended up getting as far as the stock.
Did you do stuff on Palmquist Park though? Like, is it almost done?
Oh, we had designs. We had everything.
But it hasn't been started yet.
The problem we ran into again was, if you remember, everybody might not have been here. We want to get rid of that. We've had issues with people doing stuff in that wall.
Yeah.
We were going to make it slope, get rid of the little parking area. We had designs for some hill play and a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Dirt work was just crazy, crazy expensive. And then that area also is the perfect elevation to do maybe another water tower, which would be great, because then I can pay for it out of water fund to do a lot of the work. Maybe it might shrink the park size a little bit, but
okay.
So it's kind of a good and bad. I think we can,
if
that happens, and some of it might be contingent on water needs, on if the new development happens out west and stuff. Mm. So there's just way too many things at play. Probably just not smart to touch it right now. So.
Well, that's a park that it doesn't get utilized very much.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to get used. Mm-mm. But we had other people that lived by it. I don't think that they want to get rid of it. But I don't think
because it's their park.
Yeah.
They're the only ones who use it.
But I don't think
it's the same. Park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I can't remember her name, it used to be on it, that lived across. She says there's kids that play every day at it. So, I mean, but I think you could shrink that park down.
For
so
sure.
It could still be really good. Because, I mean, frankly, it's stupid that we have picnic tables on top of a water reservoir.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying is I think that park is for those people that live right there, basically. Because there's people that I don't think even know that park exists.
But I want to fence it off anyway because, I mean, it's basically water safety 101. You don't want people around the water supply. Bad people. So
right.
A bunch of drunks going to the bathroom in it.
That's that's mm-hmm. one thing, but more just the terrorist thing. If somebody was able to get to the water system.
Wow.
That's scary. So.
Wow.
So anyway, I think there's some good.
Okay.
There's some. It's probably worth just sitting on for a little bit and seeing what happens.
For sure.
With the city and with just some other things. We need to look at where we want to maybe put some of that money.
Okay. All right.
And then other than that, we're crazy busy getting everything ramped up with summer help. If you guys know kids, we can't. All the cities are having the same issue. Kids don't want to work anymore.
Nobody wants to work. I can't get anybody in my work.
Is that what you need them for?
We can't. We don't even get kids that apply.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, those are my first jobs.
How was the youngest?
My son worked here, too.
15, well, not 16. With
16, but they
can't really?
Drive.
Yeah, mine worked here.
Difficult. 18 is ideal because then they can drive. Legally, we can't let them drive mowers and stuff. So, but last year we had 3.
Excuse how many could you use?
They used to get like 12. So, I mean, it impacts what we're able to perform. Again, I know I give the sad story every month, it seems like, but we have 3 guys that maintain 60 some properties.
Oh, so. Wow. My son loved the job here.
Yeah.
When he worked with TJ, he thought it was the best job ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
No, I did. That's how I started. I started at 16 working for Murray, not parks, but I mowed the pump houses and stuff like that. Loved it.
Yeah.
Never would have thought it was something that would turn into a career.
You said. Yeah, I worked for Provo City.
Hmm. So. I'll put the word out.
If you know anybody, we're needing people bad. We can't.
Yeah, I've seen the signs are still out. I thought that. I'm
signs,
like,
signs, we've hit KSL.
You know what? I actually think it's the way the world is. We've had ads out for my work too, and we can't find anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I just got laid off.
You did? Yeah. Come work at my office. Do you want to be a receptionist? We have a great job.
Maybe not.
It's a great job.
Reception. I'm not very good at phones.
Mm.
Well, it's amazing because we really like. Even when we had parks opening, a street opening, we get some applications and people wanting to return phone calls. So like I don't know if it's just they want to stay on
unemployment.
That's what I watched this thing the other day that said people don't show up for.
The craziest thing is they'll book everything. They'll say yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. They'll set up the time, and then we had more than 50% that just don't even show up for the interview.
Yeah, huh. They say now they're paying people $50 to show up for their interviews.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Is it still that like $700 a week for the unemployment?
Well, 600 if you're if you're making the max, 600 plus 300, so you're making $900 a week.
300's going away.
The end of June, right?
Yeah.
But my girlfriend was furloughed from hotel sales. She's 62 years old. Then she got laid off, and during that time when they were getting double, I mean, she was making like $4,000 a month.
Yeah, why go to work?
I had lunch with her today. She's still making $900 a week.
Doing that's nothing. Crazy.
She's been on unemployment for a year and a half.
Where the devil?
Wow, that's.
And has till she said till March of 22.
No, I wouldn't even believe it. Like it totally tripped. I think. If I remember correctly, we were almost at 70% of people that wouldn't even show up for interviews.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like, I don't know, it's crazy. And then like with these kids, with these summer jobs, we have kids that, the ones that do show up, they want like what more than we're paying our full-time employees.
I know. They want to work less and make more.
Yeah, they want like $16 an hour. To mow
yes, I totally get that. I know. These people, they I'll say, well, what are you expecting to make? And I'm like, oh, okay.
What can the can these 18
I've been working here 12 years.
Unemployment?
I have become my father. I keep telling my
not
kids.
Not till 18,
you know,
but if
much
they
I
don't
made
have a
my
job,
first
they can't
job.
Get
it. Right. I made
If they're just not working, they can't get unemployment.
It's driving me crazy.
They have to be laid off from a job, right?
Okay.
Don't they, to get unemployment, you have to be laid off or something? You already had a job.
See, well, it used to be that way.
I got laid off and I took the severance because I didn't know that I could make more with the severance or without the severance with the unemployment. So by the time that unemployment kicked in, I was like starting to get people interested.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you got laid off, though.
Well, I got another job offer.
Oh, good.
Starting the end of next month. So.
What's your type of work?
Anything. No, I graduated in film and television.
Huh.
So I have a business that does photography and video stuff.
Yeah.
But, that's just part-time. And then my last job was working for a biotech company that was doing COVID tests.
Huh.
And now that that's ending, they booted us out. And then before that, I was a manager at a uniform leasing company.
Huh.
So.
I'm glad the COVID testing thing's done.
I'm
sorry.
To pick the job.
I want that to be done. I want that to be behind us.
Yeah.
Hey, what do we pay for those summer temp jobs?
Kind of depends on the department and the duties, but it's about between 12 and 14.
Okay. All right.
But
what's that? $4 or $5 over minimum wage, 40 right?
40 hours a week. We do 4 10s, so I mean they got set hours.
Mm-hmm. And don't they go at 6? Like they start at 6 because it gets hot, so they started them early.
Yeah, we do 7. To,
oh, they didn't. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean,
you get
we're
a three-day weekend every week. That's nice.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun there. I mean, we make it a good workplace thing for everybody. So.
Yeah, my son loved it.
Yeah, you got some good guys on your team.
All right, 7:02, and we're done.
Nice.
Well, we haven't gotten to
anybody
the
else?
Yet,
no, we did. Because Ryan's not here, and I did Ryan's things for him. Chair notes, I'm not sure what that even means. Review action items, do we have any? And
well,
next meeting?
Dave's going to do a test run with his team.
Do test
yep.
run. We're gonna,
and so
we're
think
come
of
up
ideas.
With ideas.
Uh-huh.
Think with ideas.
And our,
put them in the email, and I'll collect
Google,
them.
What did you Google to get those?
Actually, I don't
I
know
just
if
Googled,
be able to
I just Googled
be
scavenger hunt for
scavs.
City.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I have
and then all of them came up through Pinterest. Well, it said through
so I believe
Google.
It's the, is it the last Tuesday or the fourth Tuesday? That's the fourth
the
Tuesday.
Fourth.
Yeah.
So that's the fourth Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I won't make it.
We'll but we'll back. Just get your year notes.
Oh, I found
okay.
this on Google.
Yeah, that needs to be,
but I just Googled
it needs to be back on schedule. Okay, so June 22nd, and it'll be here again.
Cool.
It'll be here now from now on. Okay.
Then we'll be more prepared.